The flash fire broke out around 7:30 Monday evening in a building where explosives are made for the Department of Defense. Officials said in a statement the fire was contained just after 8 p.m. and that it was sparked during the drying process of nitrocellulose, which is used to make ammunition. The three people who were injured are still in area hospitals. Their names and conditions have not been released. A spokeswoman for the Joint Munitions Command of the U.S. Army says their principal concern is the care and welfare of those injured. Lieutenant Colonel Jim Scott credited the arsenal's safety procedures with containing the fire quickly. No other injuries have been reported. An official with BAE Systems, which operates the facility in cooperation with the Army, said all related production at the arsenal is now suspended indefinitely. I'm Robbie Harris.